morning, sports fans. Welcome to the best fantasy football talk show ever.
Also a podcast about paranormal romance.
Welcome to We're Reading Dirty Books. This is our special series of We Are Talking Fantasy Football.
This is Kalina.
And this is Saylet.
And this is, a podcast for people who like paranormal romance novels and football.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we like them. So this is for us.
Yes.
And anyone like us.
Pretty much. Yes. Anybody. Yeah. So good news. Did we win last week?
Yeah. We won week four. We had the biggest blowout of the week. So we had 128 points to our opponent's 71 points.
Oh, poor Ryan.
Yeah, it was not
sad story.
His week.
Pancake, stop.
The dog is very determined.
He's trying to get in the room.
It's not been Ryan's season. He falls to 0-4.
Yeah. And then this week we play the other team that's 0-4, and that's Dirtiest Maximus. And
yes.
That's Brian.
Yep.
And he's already had three players play and only has 46 points in his in his bucket.
I mean, he has Tom Brady who beat his projection, so
he got 30 points.
30
last
points
week.
from Brady good. On Thursday night, which is good. And you know, almost 10 points from the defense, New England defense, but he also had Edelman, who did not make his projection. So, still going into the weekend, we are projected to win, which will be nice. I think we can. I think our players can all perform.
I hope so. And Ben is projected to lose this week, or at least I think he is. And he is the only 4-0 team left.
He's got to lose eventually.
He's
4-0. He's in the lead in first, but there are five people with higher point scores than him. Because he does not score very many points. I think he's just playing weak teams.
Yeah.
Or he's playing them on the right weeks.
On their, his schedule is probably the easiest or whatever.
So, Pinches Locos is projected to beat him this week. So hopefully that helps. That happens, because then if we win and he loses, we get to be first.
I know, and it'll be the first time ever we're number one in this
first
league.
Time ever. Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome.
So cool.
But I'm feeling confident about this week. I mean,
we had to pick up another defense because our team's on a bye.
The Bears are on a bye. We have actually three people on byes, so. Mm-hmm. We did, we don't have as much depth at wide receiver as we normally would, so guess who's back in our goddamn lineup? DT.
We have to.
Our perpetual difficult person.
Now, they're playing the Jets. How are the Jets doing this season, do you know? Like, are they...
They started out strong, I think. I think they won their first game, but I don't really know. They have that new freshman quarterback, or I guess not freshman, but that... first-year quarterback, Darnold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Well, that is my Jets knowledge. You're welcome.
That's more than my knowledge.
That's all I can give to you. One thing that we do have that's good, that's going to frustrate me, because it always does, is all of our players are going to be done early Sunday, like by the second game, and he has a player that doesn't play till Monday night. So... If it's close, that'll be a real anxious game.
Yeah.
If we're, if our score is outstanding and he'd have to have like 40 points from fucking, I don't know, somebody Thomas on the New Orleans, a wide receiver, then we'll feel okay. But I hate going into Monday not having any players and having my opponent have players. That always stresses me out.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that too. I hate
I just want it
sitting
either
around.
All of us to be over early, or me to have players late.
Yeah, to us to have players.
It's my turn.
Pretty much us to have the last say of who gets to score or whatever.
Pretty much.
He does have a player that's out.
Oh shit!
He can't change, and that's J. Ross Savmany from Cincinnati. So
wait, what is he?
He's a
wide. He has Westbrook on his bench. He could move him in.
Still.
Yeah, it's good until Sunday morning before 11 a.m.
Oh, well, hopefully he doesn't see it.
Don't look at your lineup. Brian.
Yeah. I'm not.
Nobody tell him.
Not going to post this until after the first game starts. So, not that he listens you- to it. Anyway, we're like trying to get even our fucking league to listen to us, and they, I'm sure, don't even know what a fucking podcast is. Mm. But,
that's yeah. okay. So. We don't need to give them all of our secrets of why we're winning it awesome.
No. We don't.
So, yeah, guys, it was a good week. We hope for another good week. Feeling really strong and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only appropriate that this year we win because fuck men. Sorry.
This is a way to dethrone them all.
We're recording this on the day that Kavanaugh was confirmed as a Supreme Court judge. And I just have had about enough of the patriarchy in all forms. So,
yeah, I mean, if you guys listened to our interrupted episode that just released on Wednesday, then you would have known how we feel about that. And it's just a gloomy day.
Gloomy.
In the world of North America. Not North America, of the United States.
I think most of the world saw this and was, fuck that. Like, it wasn't just, I mean, it's mostly affecting us for sure, direct effect on Americans, but.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the world watched and wanted to see what was going to happen, and they're probably pretty disappointed.
They're disappointed, but at the same time, they're like, are we even really surprised by what that fucking country is doing right now?
No, not surprised.
So, I mean, it's just...
But still, like, God, you just had one moment to do something better, to be better, and we took not the better route. So, anyway, yes.
Dan and I just talked about this a couple of minutes ago, and he was like... He was like, so this either tells us that the FBI didn't do what they were supposed to do, or women mean nothing. I said, I'm going to go with the latter and say that women still mean nothing. So, we'll see how this fucking shit goes.
Well, the FBI wasn't... that's a whole other
story.
They weren't,
No,
they weren't allowed to do anything, to do a real investigation, so... When you're only allowed to talk to 10 people in 5 days, and none of those 10 people are the actual people involved.
It's more of an insult just to try to appease the people that really need to get this, like, you know, that are standing up for this. It's like, just do process, do what you're supposed to be fucking doing. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
No words. It's hard.
Anyway. So, football.
Sorry, I know you tried to get back into that.
I know, I just, because I could easily be derailed for like an hour.
Sure.
Talking about
I hear you.
And I just, I don't know. So. Well, I tried to pick up a new running back. I tried to trade in Wilkins for somebody this week, but it didn't happen. And I think somebody else took him from the waiver wire before my claim.
Okay.
So then I went and checked, and there was just shit.
Nobody
There's, like,
left.
No one in the running back pool.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck.
Dang.
So he's just going to sit on our bench until we need him to cover a bye week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's not...
No, he's not performing.
No. They're not using him in Indy.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, I think at this point, it's just kind of like...
Yeah. There's certain positions where it's like...
Mm-hmm.
There's no one else to go get.
And our league, we have 14 teams on our league.
14 and 16 positions to cover.
Yeah, that's a lot. So all of the good players are gone.
It's a ton of players. Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, join us next week. We'll let you know how we did for this week and if we beat Brian or not. And
yeah, have a good Sunday. Watch a lot of football and...
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos.
Woo-hoo!
Come on, guys.
Yeah.